Good morning. This is Charlie Woods, the director of the Scottish Universities Insight Institute, on the morning of Monday, the 16th of March. I'm sorry we've had to cancel the roadshows that we had planned for this week, but it seemed a sensible precaution to take in the circumstances. I thought I would try and record a brief voice message to give you an idea of what we were going to talk about on the roadshows. To say a little bit about what the Institute is all about, and then to say a bit more about our next call, our current call for proposals. The Insight Institute is a joint venture of seven universities in Scotland. The key feature of all of our programmes is that if you're making an application for support under the call for proposals, is that at least two of our member universities must be involved in each application. The objective of the Insight Institute is to provide an opportunity for knowledge exchange between academics and policymakers and practitioners and the wider public, in order to give the chance for different perspectives on issues to be brought together. So that it, hopefully in the intersection between perspectives, real insights can be gleaned between from the knowledge exchange. So our objectives are to increase the impact on policy and practice of the work that academics do, but also to benefit our members as well through enhancing their reputation, providing opportunities for collaboration, business development and staff development and similar things. So we support projects financially and with logistical support that aim to bring perspectives from various different angles together. So that we support projects that are multidisciplinary, multi-institution, have an international dimension as well, bring academics, policymakers, practitioners and the wider public together to increase understanding and generate insights. We have a governing board program committee, which is made up of our representatives of our member universities, plus representatives from the government, Scotland's Futures Forum of the Parliament, SPICE, the research organisation in the Parliament, and Audit Scotland to give a non-academic perspective as well. We have two calls per year, we, as I said earlier, we provide financial support. But perhaps more importantly, almost, we provide logistical support through our programme manager and events coordinator. We have a space at Strathclyde University where we're based, where events can be held, but we're also happy to have events in other places if that appears to be more appropriate. And I think now about half of our events take place in Strathclyde. We're putting on the website the slides that we would have used in the roadshow as well, they will give some idea of the sorts of programmes we've supported in the past, the most recent programmes. But also, if you look on the website, there's a page on the website for each project that we have supported in the past, which gives you an idea of the various different models and approaches that are taken to knowledge exchange. I mean, quite typically, they would be seminars and other events of that type. But we also support a much wider range of things. And in fact, we encourage people to be as creative as possible in thinking about how they might share knowledge more effectively. You also see in the slides and on the website, there's a recent publication of a program review which looks back at the programs we supported between 2012 and 2019, looking at what different types of programmes we've supported and the outcomes and outputs that have arisen from each programme. So you will see, looking at that report, that we've supported things in a wide range of areas: children and youth, economy and business, health, justice, housing, community, all sorts of different activities, and we are not focused on any one particular topic area. In terms of impacts, REF impacts, we're also looking at that as well, because we're encouraging people to think about the possibilities of impact case studies that are arising out of the work that we support. And so you'll see things like evidence of debate amongst practitioners and enhancing the user experience and influence on guidelines. All of these things have been achieved through the different programs and in terms of outputs, policy recommendations, new networks being set up, briefing papers and other material which people can draw on after the project. As far as the next call is concerned, we are currently at the moment in the middle of a series of three calls looking at advancing the achievement of the UN Sustainable Development Goals. The first call, which was the last one, was a general call around that subject. The current call that we're looking for applications under is on the theme of linking the Sustainable Development Goals. And it builds on the UN's Global Sustainable Development Report for 2019 called The Future Is Now, which emphasised that advancing the 2030 agenda of the Sustainable Development Goals must involve an urgent and intentional transformation of socioeconomic systems and environmental systems. And achieving that transformation means carefully taking into account the interactions between the goals. And there's work within that report that looks at where studies have taken place to see what the connections between the goals is, focusing on both the trade-offs that might have to be managed between different goals, but also, and perhaps more importantly, the synergies that might be achieved by tackling the goals in a systemic way. And in fact, there's similar work in one of the more recent IPCC reports on climate change, looked at the impact of mitigating climate change on across the range of goals. So an opportunity for doing more, making the whole greater than the sum of the parts. And universities have absolute critical role to play in this. It was emphasised in a recent OECD report on the territorial approach to the Sustainable Development Goals, where it sort of, to quote that, universities can support governments at all levels by generating and disseminating the knowledge required to address the SDGs and by co-designing policies and strategies to do that. So universities have a key role to play in this, taking a systemic approach, looking at the interactions between the Sustainable Development Goals, and that's very much what we're looking for in under this call. Just turning briefly to the criteria we look at and the eligible costs, as I said earlier, at least two member universities must be involved in each application, and then applications must really draw attention to the importance of the issue to Scotland and the wider world. By definition, almost the SDG work is that, and with an impact on policy and practice. Look at we will look at its relevance, quality of the research base on which it's built, and the degree to which it's interdisciplinary, brings an international dimension to it, and most importantly, involves non-academics in the program. And I think the earlier on that you can involve non-academic partners in helping design and develop the proposal, the better that they usually are. As far as eligible costs, well, all of the sort of costs that you would incur in running an event, travel, accommodation for key people, catering the venue if you're not using the Insight Institute, the costs of bringing in international visitors. Although I should emphasise on the international visitors side, I mean, sometimes that's going to be a critical part of getting the international dimension. But I think, well, not least in the current environment, but also more generally, looking at imaginative ways and more sustainable ways of involving international partners is a key thing as well. And we'll also support recording the outputs of the events and project materials, and looking at how best to disseminate the results of work as well, so it has value beyond the actual series of events that might be involved in the project. Timetable wise, we're looking for expressions of interest by April the 24th, with a full application by May the 27th. Our current plan is that for the programme committee to meet in June with decisions announced by early July, giving programmes the opportunity to start around August, September and run for about 6 months or so. That's the typical length of the programme, although we can be flexible, but hopefully not having the programmes extend too far beyond 6 months. Although obviously we'll have to keep things under review given the circumstances we find ourselves in at the moment. So I hope that gives you an idea of what we're looking for in this next call and what we're trying to achieve at the Insight Institute. Please, if you have any questions, give us a call or drop us an email, and we'll do our best to answer them. So looking forward to seeing the applications coming in, and wish you all the best. Thank you very much.